Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Ma'ir Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos R'Pshalim Zalman Ruvz Agasa Maris Yitv Chayes Chalatzeim. They should be benched with Asach Hatzlach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Kol Tiv Sela, and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zechad to find Rezivik Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Beis says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tells us, Ein Oisin Esau'am B'tchil B'Maidu B'Shvias, no starting to dig an irrigation canal in one's field on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah. That's because on Chol HaMoed, it's Tirchei Seira to dig this canal, and on Shemitah, the reason why it's Aser is because it looks like he's plowing his field, and one's not allowed to plow their field on Shemitah. Whereas Vachamar and the Chacham say, Oisin Esau'am B'tchil B'Shvias, one is allowed to dig his irrigation canal on Shemitah. That's because it doesn't look like plowing. And when he digs his canal, he shovels the dirt and throws it away. He doesn't keep it there, and that's not the way to plow a field, so it is permitted on Shemitah. And furthermore, Matakin Esau'am B'Kolkolos B'Mayid, if he has an irrigation canal that was already dug before Yontif, but it got ruined, maybe sticks or stones plugged it up or something happened to it, he's allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. Furthermore, Matakin Eskel Kuli HaMayim Sheb Rishos HaRabim V'chaytin Oysan, if there's something wrong with the water system in the Rishos HaRabim, one's allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. Chaytin Oysan means he's allowed to clear it out from sticks and stones and things that might be blocking it up. That's because we need the water. When Matakin Eskel Drachim V'ser Chavis V'ser Mikvais HaMayim, one's allowed to fix the pathways and the streets and all the Mikvais, V'ysen Kol Tarchei HaRabim, and do anything that the Rabim needs on Chol HaMoed. U'metzayin Eskel Kvaris, one can mark Kvaris, where people are buried. We find this often in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, specifically in the Beis HaKvaris in Tzfas, where a lot of the Kvarim are marked in blue, and that's what they used to do back in the day to notify people, by the way, someone's buried here. If you're a Kayin, don't come here. And those that were careful with Tum and Tara as well would make sure not to go there because someone's buried. So we are allowed to mark these graves on Chol HaMoed, V'yatzin Af Al Kalayim, and they can even go out in regards to Kalayim. We know that there are certain forbidden mixtures that are not allowed to be grown in a field. That's called Kalayim. And the Shluchim of Bezin would go out on Chol HaMoed to make sure that people don't have these mixtures growing in their field and to ensure that they uprooted them. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Mashal Mesamayim Me'ilon Le'ilon, one's allowed to drag water from one tree to another tree, Obavad Shalei Yashkas Kol HaSadeh, as long as he doesn't water the entire field, and also Zerem Shalei Shas Lufnei HaMoed, plants that were not watered before Yontif, Lo Yashkim B'Moed, he's not allowed to water them on Chol HaMoed. The only reason why he would be allowed to is because the Davar Ave, they're going to get ruined. But since they weren't watered beforehand, so they're not going to get ruined because he never started watering them. It's only if he started watering them, then they'll get ruined if he doesn't continue. However, Chacham Matir and Bazeh Bazeh, the Chacham are Matir in both of these situations. That's because the Chacham are not only Matir Davar HaAved, they're also Matir something that will cause him a great benefit. This is called Harvacha, a gain. The Chacham also allow him to do something Chol HaMoed that will bring a great gain for him, even though it's not considered a Davar HaAved. And that's why they permit both of these things. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalan. Hey, continue to talk about certain things that are allowed to and not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.